This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff. We've got the bad news today. That's right. Hugh Hefner's no longer with us. I'm sure all the girls at the mansion, very sorry, with all due respect, to hear that the 91-year-old man is now gone. You know, funny how Hollywood held this guy up in such high esteem. Thought he was great. Thought he was wonderful. Isn't he the king of objectifying women? I mean, seriously, can you imagine? Can you imagine me doing something like that in today's age, today's environment? It'd be all over. 855-REAL-JOE. I know. You never thought you heard me give a tribute. That's not really a tribute to the guy. Seriously. I don't think he and I had anything in, we didn't have anything in common except that we both had heartbeats. He was taller, thinner, smoked a pipe. Saw women as playthings. I mean, think about everything he stood for. Anyhow. Isn't it funny how... Oh, never mind. Whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, what is he, 19? I guess he was born in 1926. Right? Obviously died 2017. They say he was the leader of the sexual revolution. I don't know what that means. Was there some kind of sexual revolution? I mean, like, because they weren't having his sex... before his sexual revolution? I'm just asking. Like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. They've got tributes going up on him everywhere, which I don't get. All right. So more with these loons on the left. And I say it in a loving way. You know, remember, I keep getting on the fact that these millennials... these young people truly, truly, truly feel that if they believe it's wrong, it's wrong. And then once they decide, once they make the determination that what's going on is bad or wrong, or they don't think it's quite right, then that nullifies any law against it. They can do whatever they want at that point in time. And they are so wrong. You know, the NSA leaker... told the FBI that she was triggered by Fox News being on at her workplace. That's what drove her nuts. It made her crazy. It made her do what she did. So, you know, we have the Hillary defense. Now we're going to have what? The Fox News defense? National Security Agency contractor who leaked a top secret report about Russian activities during the election told the FBI agents that she was upset with her employer because Fox News was played on TV at her office. She said, I filed formal complaints about them having Fox News on. You know, reality winner, the contractor, told FBI agents during a June third interview at her home in Augusta, Georgia. Just at least, for God's sakes, put on Al Jazeera or a slideshow with people's pets. I tried everything to get that changed. She said they wouldn't do it. So that gave her the right to give away secret documents. Anyway, federal prosecutors closed the interview transcript in a court filing on Wednesday. Politico first reported all the details in the document. Federal prosecutors have charged Winner with mishandling classified information for leaking a top-secret report that laid out evidence that Russian hackers had targeted U.S. voter registration databases. Winner, who faces at least 9 years, I hope she gets 15 years. I hope we make an example out of her and a few others. So at the minimum, she's facing 9 years in prison. She printed the document from her NSA office at Fort Gordon and then sent it to reporters at The Intercept. And then we find out later on that she's a Bernie Sanders reporter. Is that a surprise? Is that really a surprise? The website published the document on June 5th. The Justice Department announced hours later that Winner had been arrested. Winner, who held a top... I don't even get this. Winner held a top secret sensitive compartment information clearance, initially denied to agents that she took the document out of the NSA building. After being pressed by the FBI agents, Winner eventually acknowledged that she printed out the documents, though she claimed at the point that she kept it on her desk for several days before placing it in a burn bag. All right? But the transcript shows that the agents let Winner know that they had more information about the leak, so she folded. She finally acknowledged taking the document out of the NSA building and then sending it to The Intercept. Asked how she was able to leave Fort Gordon with the document, Winner said that she left with it folded in half in her pantyhose. She said, let's be straight about this. There's little or no security on documents. Nobody pats you down. All right, so from that point on, once you let that go, don't you think the NSA now, that the security people at these buildings now should check every square inch of your body? Don't you think? I would. Especially if you're young. Yeah, that's right, I'll profile. It's not a problem for me. We'll get back to Winner, who actually is a loser, after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Really, got so much coming up.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And I really do appreciate the time that you're taking out of your life to be with us, to be part of this, to be part of the conversation. So I don't know if some of you feel the same way I do, but you know, when it comes to the treason stuff, when it comes to giving away our secrets. Having people in our country, people that have fought for us
instead of some weenie behind a desk who decides that they're upset about something you've done and that gives them the right to give away secrets. That's all wrong. Those people need to pay for what they do. Now, we were kind of making fun of her name during the break. I don't know how much Dad had to drink to name their child this. But she gave away, she said she was triggered. The NSA leaker said she was triggered, and she had a security clearance at the NSA. And she was triggered because Fox was on. That's how much pressure. I mean, when you have secret clearance, shouldn't they torture you for a while to see how much you can take? So they can decide how much clearance to give you? Right? Now, Winter, she held a top secret, sensitive compartment information clearance. Right? Now, initially, she denied that she took these documents. So she's a liar. She's a traitor. You know, and all the agents had to do was say one time that they had more information than even she knew about, and it wigged her out. And she gave up the ghost, which is hilarious. Spewed. But she got a point. She said, let's be straight. There's little or no security on the documents. Nobody pats you down. She took secrets out on paper that were folded up and stuck in her nylons. When they started going through her social media postings, she said that it suggests that politics may have contributed to her decision to leak the report to the Intercept, a left-leaning website. Winter's Facebook page showed that she was a supporter of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and various left-wing causes. She also continually called Mr. Trump a real POS. You figured that one out. You would think that the FBI, the NSA, whoever, would peruse the pages of the people that work for them from time to time. In her interview, Winter suggests that in addition to her frustration over Fox News airing at her office, she was upset with the job situation. NSA Georgia was the only job I could get. Wow. You know, think about that. It was the only job I get. At a time when people were out of work all over the country, this was the only job she could get, working for the government. That's terrible. She said she wanted to be a Pashto linguist at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. Instead, Winter was working at the NSA facility in the Iranian Aerospace Forces offices, translating documents from Farsi to English. She said, I had 7-8 months left of a job that didn't mean anything to me because it's Iran. And I'm a Pashto linguist. Like, what am I doing translating Farsi? Complaining. Nothing complaining. The entitled little twit. Winter also suggested that she believed that the NSA was sitting on evidence of Russian meddling in the presidential campaign. The report that Winter leaked had been finalized just days before she printed it and sent to The Intercept. She says, I felt really hopeless seeing that information that had been contested back and forth in the public domain for so long, trying to figure out, like, with everything else that keeps getting released and keeps getting leaked, why isn't this getting out there? Why can't this be public, she said. Because it's a top secret report, you moron. Like, these people figured, that, you know, thank God people like her aren't running the military, right? I saw the article, she said. I was like, I don't understand why this thing, well, why isn't this a thing? Despite the admission, Winter denied that she was trying to be a whistleblower. So she wasn't even trying to be a whistleblower. She's even worse off. All I want to do is give away government secrets. That was my only intent. God. I wasn't trying to be a Snowden or anything, she said at one point in the interview, referring to Edward Snowden, right? Another traitor that needs to be held out there or hung out there, whatever you want to call it. You know, again, another young millennial type that truly believes that simply because they believe something to be truth, something to be real, something should be a certain way, that simply because they believe it, they think it's right, they think it's the way to go, that it's truth. And that's how it should happen. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. See if I can get through this. Probably can't. How long is this one? No, that was a lot of fun. Okay. Tomorrow is Java Day. That's right. It's National Coffee Day. Now, don't send all those cups to my house at one time. Seriously, I'll be looking for them. The various Java chains across the country will celebrate National Coffee Day by giving out free or discounted cups of Joe, not this Joe, to mark the occasion. So no matter which coffee shop is your daily go-jo, let me tell you what, the guy that I go to, he ain't giving away nothing. You know what I'm saying? You drop the cover to your coffee cup? Yeah, he charges you a nickel for another one. You know what I'm saying? He's one of those guys. Won't be any free Java there. Baskin-Robbins doesn't have any free drinks, but they're going to offer a small cappuccino blast blend of coffee for a reduced rate all the way through October. Cinnabon, stop by any location for free 12-ounce coffee on the 29th. You don't even have to buy anything, right? Yeah, make me fat. Sorry, fatter. Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' is giving away a free medium hot coffee to any customer who purchases a medium, large, or extra large cup. Now, and it's only for hot coffee, not the fancy stuff. All I want is a cup of coffee. I'm the guy that goes in, though, I won't use the word grande, latte, makahakadoki, whatever names you guys use. I just go in and I make them crazy. Because the barista to me, which is the minimum wage earner that's handling my coffee, it's like, just give me a medium light roast. All right? If you can't handle that, I can go somewhere else. It's not a problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Spending with me so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I do. I do appreciate the time you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending, again, on the air, in the chat room, and all of that. Look, I love how you guys nail me on a regular basis. Whenever I talk about woman issues or man issues or black issues, you know, it's always about, well, you're not black, so you can't really talk about black issues. And you're not a woman, so you can't talk about female. Well, I don't know. Maybe I identify a woman just for that show, that particular portion of the show. You can't tell me what I am and what I'm not, right? Isn't that how it works? I don't know. Maybe I'm confused. Anyway. So I don't, as some of you know and like to joke with me about, I know nothing, nada, about sports, right? You're all clear, aren't you? Nothing. You know, you're lucky that I know that you're not throwing a hockey puck into a basketball net, right? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of where I'm at. But the sports stuff drives me nuts. And my friends who say, you know, I can't believe you're from Boston, you don't watch sports. You're not a sports guy. And I always say the same thing. Remember, I grew up with two teams that were you couldn't defeat and two teams that were major league losers. Yeah, sorry. I grew up with the Red Sox, who couldn't win if the other team didn't show. And I grew up with the Patriots, who Boston threw out. Remember, they used to be called the Boston Patriots. They threw them out. And since no other state would take them, they called them the New England Patriots. Even though they still play in Massachusetts. But they're 3 hours away from Boston, so no idiot goes out there and, you know, from Boston to start to light the place up or something. And then there was the Boston Bruins and the Celtics. Both teams pretty darn good, right? So I didn't get excited. I didn't get all the sports stuff. So I didn't get it all down, and I don't care. I mean, it's great that you guys do. Don't get me wrong. You do what you want to do. You do how you want to do it, but I don't care, you know? So anyway. So apparently, I don't even know. Don't laugh at me now. I don't even know who this guy is. But David Harris Jr. Rips LeBron James, a new one, for calling Trump voters uneducated. Now, I would ask the board op to keep his finger close by. I'm sure I got everything out of it, but I can't guarantee it. Do you understand? I have my moments. Anyway, let's hear what he has to say, because this is always exciting.
LeBron, when you come out and you say, I don't think a lot of people was educated, not going to bash you over your grammar because your education stopped. We didn't vote for Donald Trump because we were uneducated. We voted for Donald Trump because we are educated. It's not all the people that Hillary wants to blame. That's not why Hillary lost. Hillary lost because Americans were tired of seeing our country drug through the mud by politicians that don't give a damn about the average American.
He's not kidding. I mean, I just had this conversation with somebody 2 days ago, a hardcore lefty, who said, you weren't a Trump supporter, what happened? I said, well, he's now our elected president. And then the guy started giving me that whole popular vote. I said, no. He was duly elected in accordance with the law. Period. Get over yourself. They don't want to hear it.
And you, LeBron, you unfortunately, my brother, you fit right into that. You don't understand the average, hardworking American businessman, single mom that's got two or three jobs just trying to get by. Your mom understands it. I don't know where she stands in all this, but your mom understands it. Maybe it's so far removed.
You know what? His white mom understands it. Remember, he was raised by a white couple. He was raised in a white family. So, let me see. It's probably because they felt bad for the black kid, right? They felt bad for the little black boy. That's why they took him in. It's not because they loved him, not because they care about him, not because they want him to have a good life. It's because they felt bad for the little black baby.
That she doesn't understand it now either. I don't know. But something happens when people reach that height, that echelon of eliteness. You've completely epitomized the American dream. And then you forgot the average person that's not like you. You've been sheltered from what the rest of us deal with on a daily basis. And you've been sheltered for close to 20 years, 15 years. You've been sheltered, my brother. You don't know what it means to have to just go work your butt off to just try to get by and pay the bill.
Think about that. They brought him in, they worked with him, they helped him get through school, they helped him work out his contracts. He's gone right from living with them. I'm sure he didn't have to work, you know, a greasy job somewhere at a supermarket or anywhere else. I would love to know, and it's none of my business, really, but just out of curiosity, I would love to know what, if anything, he has given back to his mom and dad or his community as a whole.
Or deal with the effects and the negative ramifications of Obamacare and how many people's health insurance. They either lost their health insurance or it doubled or even tripled. You don't understand those things. And yet it's those policies that Obama was pushing and that Hillary wanted to continue to push that the American people stood up and said, absolutely not. We're done. We've had enough.
Think about that. Anybody have any objection to what he said? The man had been sheltered for years. He didn't know it was like the bust hump. You know, I was one of those stubborn kids who moved out of the house early because I knew better. And all of a sudden I realized that the refrigerator doesn't fill itself up. I don't know what that was all about. Right? And the toilet paper doesn't magically show up on the roll in the bathroom. What was that all about? Because I, when I lived at home, I'm sorry, did you see this?
Oh, yeah, I just did that.
Okay, whatever. yeah, head up to the Facebook page. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyway, but I totally lost my train. Where was you? Weren't listening, were you?
I was posting for you.
Oh, how good is that? Anyway. But the kid, the whatever. See, that's why the kids, young people, not just kids, young people, they need to work. They need to get out there and do a totally disgusting micro type of job.
Okay? And they need to, you know, my parents didn't have the money to hand me stuff. I worked a couple of jobs. And I got my car, and I'll give away some secrets, right? I mean, I busted humped to make sure I had gas money and beer money for the weekends, because that was all I was looking forward to. If my car broke down, I was too stupid to put money away to be able to fix it, so I'd have to work my buzz off to get the money to fix the car. And I was a true grease monkey. I was under that thing all the time. I can't even, I'd be embarrassed to tell you what that car looked like today, what I was shooting for. Anyway, so here's one that totally confuses me. Now, you know what? Let's stay on the Kaepernick thing. Then I'll do that one. And you don't even know which one I'm talking about. That's the fun thing about all that. Apparently now, white athletes who still stand for the anthem, they're standing for white supremacy. So what happens when a black player stands? Is he standing for black supremacy? I'm just trying to pull it together. I don't quite get it all. So the absence of white athletes kneeling for the anthem was, you know, just you see them, and you see the white athlete standing there, and it illustrates a point. So this is a writer from the Huffington Post. Now go figure that one, right? See, for white athletes, the anthem and the American flag do represent freedom, liberty, and whatever. Right, because no black people have freedom under the flag. But whatever, anyhow. See, remember, they want to get rid of that Confederate flag because the Confederate flag was a symbol of oppression for blacks, pro-slavery. So what was the symbol for pro-freedom for the blacks? Did they have one? Did no white people die for black freedom? Did no one, there was no drop of blood spilled on an American flag for the freedom of a black slave. It's convenient recollection for these people. It's a cause. It's one that makes people nervous and feel bad. But here's what's happening. It's what I've been saying about racism for years. You are making the word, you are making the accusation of no effect. The word racism has been thrown around so cheap and easily that it really doesn't scare anybody anymore. It doesn't make anybody feel bad except for the young kids that you try to brainwash and twist their minds around to make them feel bad about something that isn't true. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sight. Come on back. I got a lot more to talk about.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
So this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate... I can't stand it. Oh. He must be drinking more coffee than I do. Yeah. Anyway. I'm Joe Massey, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Now, if you can only see what I see. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. What?
Tell him to go to the chat room.
That's true. Go to the chat room. Go to therealside.com. There's a live chat room, and I do mean it's live. If you're easily offended, don't go to the chat room. I mean, if you're easily offended, I don't know what you're doing listening to this show. Just leave it that way. Anyway, I'm Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I got some good stories during the break that were sent to me. And, you know, I got to tell you, Jesus couldn't come back fast enough. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. We're really heading for the big flush one way or the other. Anyhow, we were talking about how white athletes who are still standing during the anthem are a symbol and are accepting of white supremacy still.
because these people have absolutely no idea. These uneducated, low IQ people have absolutely no idea what that flag stands for and what it means. Again, totally and thoroughly disgusted with all this PC garbage going on without a reality check as to what these things mean. Here's the thing. The problem is they're crying wolf so much. Everything is such an offense. Everything is so bad that they're the laughingstock of sane people. Now, I don't know what team it is. One of you brain surgeons in the chat room, and I don't mean that in a bad way, can tell me. But apparently there's a team, a football team, asking that everybody in the stadium take a knee to be in solidarity with them during the national anthem. And I'm saying, all right, here's what I don't understand. Wasn't the whole idea with the national anthem, isn't the whole idea during the anthem when it's being played, it doesn't matter what team you belong to, it doesn't matter what party you belong to, it doesn't matter whether you're gay, straight, tall, short, fat, thin, whatever, we are all in solidarity that we live in the greatest country on the face of this planet? Isn't that what that was all about? Apparently, I'm confused. It's not the first time. So, back to white athletes standing to prove that they're white supremacists. God bless it. You know, the truth of the matter is, too, the thing that everybody seems to be missing, you don't have freedom of speech as an employee. You are an employee. If you're so full of yourself, you're so self-important, you don't need to do it during the national anthem. Call a press conference after it. After every game. After whatever. After every touchdown. Take a knee in the end zone. Whatever it takes. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, the writer goes on to say, and this is from the Huffington Post, which makes it very hard for me to read to begin with. So we've all heard the typical argument against kneeling, right? Kneeling during the anthem disrespects the flag and soldiers who fought for your right to protest, right? Blah, 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 patriotism and all that other stuff, right? Now, the writer says, now, I'm not going to spend much time with the most obvious, but it's worth stating that in the fairy tale we Americans tell ourselves where soldiers fight wars for freedom and not imperial conquest. Remember, this is in Joe's story. This is off the Huffington Post, which should be renamed RT Magazine. We Americans tell ourselves we're soldiers fight wars for freedom and not imperial conquest. You know, these guys make me so mad. Boiling, ripping mad. Right, because like other countries, we have the most mighty country on the face of this planet. We've gone into plenty of countries to help people out. How many countries have we taken over? How many flags have we planted in other countries? Now, this is now America in the Middle East. This is the USA in Europe. You know, how many times have we done that? Not only that, we bomb you. Okay, we come in fighting and bombing to help save you from a nasty regime. And then what do? We spend American taxpayer dollars. We don't steal any of your money from your oil-producing pipes. And we rebuild you. After we rip you up to save your butts. I know some of you get mad at me when I do this, but you're going to have to deal with me. This, you parents who didn't parent, who didn't take the time to talk to your kids, who didn't take the time to help them have a solid foundation. I know some of you go, Joe, you're just so anti-American because this is all about freedom of speech. No, freedom of speech isn't about a disrespecting. Look, our founding fathers, their freedom of speech wasn't, in their mind, wasn't so you could walk up to a cop and swear at him. They wanted to make sure that you had the right to speak badly about the government and not be put in jail. Not necessarily about each other. The government. That you would be able to take on the president or Congress or what have you and have a negative campaign against them, if you would, and not be thrown in jail and not do what the North Korean guy does, be tied to the front of a gun, a cannon, and be blown to bits. See, we have to take everything too far. We have to screw everything up all the time because we know better. We're the only group that can take something that's oiled right, the machine is running right, the product's being put out properly, and somebody has to come and go, this doesn't work, we need to change this. Unreal. Just unreal. And are there problems in the country? Yes. Have we been working through them? Yes. Have we come a long way? Yes. But they always go to the nth degree. Take the knee. Talk about how bad it is. Guys like me are racist, homophobe, something phobe, phobe to phobe. I got more phobes than anybody knows. I just don't know about any of them, apparently. Now, like I said, the writer says that everything that we do, in essence, when we go to another country for anything, it's all about imperial conquest. Because every country we've gone into in the 10 years that I've been paying attention to countries, we own them all now. We've taken them all over. We've put our own governments in everywhere, like, you know, in Afghanistan and Iraq. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, we haven't. They don't want to hear that, though. You'll never get that point across to them. Anyway, take a breath here. So the writer goes on to say the, God, I just can't. They go on to say that they imagine soldiers fought for in interpreting their own experience as something more universal. They struggle to understand why anyone should kneel. Indeed, for them, the anthem and the American flag represent promises fulfilled to the white soldiers. This is a problem of privilege. It skews our ability to grasp what the world looks like outside of our view. You know, they're the ones with a skewed vision of what reality is outside their view. As was told by that Pakistani young man, he was a young guy, who became an American citizen, who came here to get away from oppression, who came here for a better opportunity. They think, these loons on the left actually think that you have a better chance of survival in life and riches in other countries, that life is better in those other countries. Why do they come here then? They never answer that question. Why do they keep coming here? But even in terms of American values, Kaepernick's point is quite straightforward. The promises that underlie those values remain unfulfilled for black Americans, especially from a man who's speaking it makes $16 million. For throwing a dead pigskin around. A black man at that, raised by a white family. I can see the injustice in that, can't you? It's not a matter of opinion, the writer says. Statistics reveal disparities along racial lines regarding wealth, education, health. Yes, considering that 70% of the National Football League is black, and they're the highest paid players of any sport, I'm sorry, yes. There is definitely disparities along the lines regarding wealth, education, healthy food. Some of them have been paid, cheated. Teachers have been paid off to get them to the major leagues faster. It's just, this is that jumble that the left loves to do. They throw a whole bunch of fried dog poo at you and expect that you're going to believe it. I would imagine anybody listening here, your eyeballs either popped. You're gone. You've already changed stations. Or most of you, I believe, are smart enough to know the truth. You're smart enough to see the truth. You're smart enough to understand what's going on. And yes, I've run out of time to do the other story. But I'm going to do it on the other side of the break. No, no, no. The girl who's written a piece now doesn't care whether it's 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or 6 months ago. If a woman has ever had sex and regretted it later in life, then she was raped. And I'm not belittling rape, but this is exactly the same thing that goes on with racism. You're going to belittle the word. You're going to make it of no effect. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.